As we commemorate the 100th anniversaries of battles fought by Americans in World War I, a new book tells the individual stories behind the creation of one of our most sacred monuments, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And the new book, The Unknowns, The Untold Story of America's Unknown Soldier and World War I's Most Decorated Heroes Who Brought Him Home, author Patrick O'Donnell tells stories that have remained largely unknown for the last century. Each of the 8 body bearers selected to lay the unknown soldier to rest was emblematic of the horror that faced America's soldiers. They each exemplified bravery, and they individually represent different branches of the military. Again, the name of the book is The Unknowns. Patrick O'Donnell is the author, and we welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Patrick, thank you very much for being with us.
It's great to be with you, Joe.
So what brought you to this story of the unknown soldier?
I've written 11 books, Joe, and every single one of those books has found me. It's not cliche, but in this case, I was giving a tour, a guided tour for the Marine Corps in France, specifically Normandy. But part of that tour also included the great World War I battlefield of Belleau Wood, where the Marine Corps helped stop a major German drive on Paris in the spring of 1918. And, you know, the French army was melting away, but the Marine Corps in the 2nd Division were put into line and held the line, in some cases against all odds. And it was there that I found out that Ernest A. Jansen, who was the first Medal of Honor recipient for the Marine Corps, made an epic charge on Hill 142 and received the Medal of Honor, saved the hill. And he was also Pershing's body bearer. And what that was there were 8 other men, or there were 8 men total, that brought back the remains of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And I wanted to know who those other men were. And what I found was an extraordinary story of the most decorated enlisted men of the American Expeditionary Force that tells a story of the entire Expeditionary Force through their eyes. It's America's World War I story. And as well as the unknown soldier and the ceremony, which was an untold story, largely. So that's what The Unknowns encapsulates. It's multiple stories within a story, and it's character-driven. It's very much a book that puts you there. It's very immersive.
Talk a little bit about the role of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, what it plays in the role that it plays currently in how we memorialize veterans, and also ultimately the relevance that it still shows about World War I.
The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is our greatest war memorial. It represents all who have fallen or sacrificed for the United States. So it goes back to the American Revolution and covers all of America's conflicts. So it has an enormously important role as a national symbol of courage and sacrifice in all who have served under arms.
When it comes to the selection of that body, how did it happen?
That in and of itself is an extraordinary story that I've unearthed in The Unknowns. And I found the diary of the Graves Registration Officer that exhumed several of the unknown soldiers. Let me step back a little bit, though. In 1920 and 1921, the United States did not have a tomb for the unknown soldier. It was actually France and Great Britain that first conceived the idea. And within the United States, there was sort of a groundswell, a movement, because there were about 2,200 unknown soldiers, men that had died in France that were not identified because of the high explosive artillery rounds, et cetera, the nature of the fighting in France. And there was a groundswell. It was an editor of a very popular woman's magazine, The Delineator, that wrote a letter to the Secretary of War and the Secretary of the Army, sort of saying, look, we need to honor our fallen. And it would represent a chance to heal the nation and a chance for closure for the Great War. And The Army initially dismissed the idea. They thought that they could identify all the unknowns. And then eventually the New York Times, the Associated Press, and many others got involved. And there was a groundswell. Hamilton Fish, who was a very popular congressman from the New York area, he was an officer in what was known as the Harlem Hellfighters. And this was a segregated African-American and Puerto Rican unit that fought in France. He spearheaded the effort and was able to get it through Congress to have a tomb for the unknown. And the next piece of that would be to bring back an unknown soldier, an unidentified soldier from France. And the graves registration units went to each of the major cemeteries in France. There were four. And this is at the Meuse-Argonne, for instance, where we had one of our greatest and most bloody battles, Bellewood, the Somme, and Saint-Mihiel. And the remains were removed. They carefully double-checked to make sure there was no identifying dog tags or letters or anything in the uniforms. And they were brought back to Chalon, France. And that's where the selection process was going to be made. It was a general officer from the American Army that was going to make that selection. But the night before the ceremony, the French came to us and said, no, we used a grunt, a regular enlisted man, to make our selection. And it was decided that night to have a doughboy, a regular doughboy, make the selection of the unknown soldier. And that night, Edward F. Younger from the 9th Infantry Regiment, who was part of the 2nd Division, and they had seen some of the toughest combat in the war. My book covers very cinematically the story of the 2nd Division and the Marines and the 4th Brigade, and Younger's story. It's stories within stories. And Younger's story is exceptional. I mean, he was wounded, combat wounded very severely twice. In and around the battles, the major battles of the Great War, including a place called Blancmont, which is an untold story from the Marines and 2nd Division's perspective. It was a fortress that was impenetrable by the French. They lost tens of thousands of men trying to take it. But the 2nd took it, and Younger's men took it in about 2 days. But Younger was given this extraordinary task of selecting the unknown soldier, and he was given a bouquet of roses that morning and told to select from the four flag-draped caskets that were in the Hotel de Ville or City Hall at Chalon's. And, I found his original government file, and there's a handwritten note about how he felt that night. And he said that he prayed. He had this awesome responsibility. And as he walked into the room, he felt a guiding presence place the flowers on the casket, and he felt that the doughboy in that casket was somebody that had died near him in one of the battles, and he felt a connection. And it's just, that's kind of the stories that are in the unknown. They're very powerful, stories that are just profound and compelling.
How much work has been done to make the unknown soldier known?
Well, there's not. This is a national symbol. And the unknown soldier, the tomb of the unknown, consists of three unknown soldiers, one from the Great War, one from World War II, and one from Korea. There was a fourth unknown soldier from the Vietnam War, but a DNA analysis that was done at the behest of the family of that soldier proved that that individual, who was a pilot, was who he was, and the remains were removed from the tomb and he was reburied. But there isn't a movement to actually identify the World War I soldier. And it's unlikely that it'll ever take place because there's a lot of complications involved in that. There weren't necessarily a DNA sample from that generation, the World War I generation, and there's contamination issues. There's a plethora of issues with it. But also there's the fact that this is a national symbol of who we are as Americans, why we fight, and it also represents sort of the national sacrifice of those who gave their lives for our freedom as well as the wars we fought.
So when it comes to the body bearers, talk about how they were selected from each of the service branches and ultimately how that tells the broader story of World War I.
General Pershing made the final selection of each of these eight men, but there was a concerted effort to show the story of the war through each of the major branches of service, the Navy, the Army, and the Marine Corps. And then within that, they selected men from each specialization, the infantry, the cavalry. I mean, it's hard to believe, but they actually had mounted troops in France. The combat engineers, field artillery, and the coast artillery, which is the big guns, the rail guns. You know, if I take one of those examples, for instance, Corporal Thomas Saunders, who is a Native American, and his job as a combat engineer wasn't to build things, it was to breach the wire. And they thought that Native Americans, I mean, they followed many of the stereotypes, that they were indestructible warriors, and they were given some of the most difficult jobs. And Saunders' job was reconnaissance, but also to breach the wire. And he was just given a pair of wire cutters to go across no man's land, which was being hit by massive amounts of artillery shells, machine gun fire, and then somehow snip these strands of wire, the mountains of barbed wire, to create a breach or a hole that the assaulting infantry would go through. And Saunders did that along with his partner. And the two men snipped a breach or a hole through the wire, and then they kept pushing forward into no man's land and into a German stronghold. And it's an extraordinary story. They captured 63 Germans single-handedly. And he's one of the most decorated Native Americans of World War I. He received this Distinguished Service Cross as well as the Croix de Guerre from France and numerous other decorations. But this book really kind of gets into it's character-driven. It tells the story of Saunders and his men and the unit that they were in, and then like tells the larger story of the war through their eyes.
It's a fascinating story. The book is entitled The Unknowns, The Untold Story of America's Unknown Soldier and World War I's Most Decorated Heroes Who Brought Him Home. The book is published by Atlantic Monthly Press. Patrick O'Donnell, thank you very much for spending time with us.
It was great to be on the air, Joe. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Again, The Unknowns is published by Grove Atlantic. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.